Join us online as we stream. You can catch any of our services on Facebook, YouTube, or at www.rdci.info. We might not be able to gather in the building, but you can still get to church. Stream on Sundays at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesdays at 12 noon and 7 p.m. And ladies, catch Women's Bible Study on Facebook, Fridays at 12 noon. Thank you for listening to the Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. We'd love to have you at any of our three campuses. In Columbia, join us at 3506 Broad River Road. If you're in Orangeburg, meet us at 990 Willington Drive. In Florence, join us at 1507 West King Avenue. For more information, including service times, visit rdci.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast. Today's message is Faith to Stand by Bishop Herbert Bailey.
Ephesians, the sixth chapter. Come on, thank God for our worship team and our creative arts ministry. Looks like y'all had a good time this weekend at the Creative Arts Summit. Amen. Thank God for Minister Bigby and facilitating that, as well as our rest of our creative arts staff. Come on, thank God for them. We don't take them for granted. Ephesians, the sixth chapter. Let me see where I want to start. Hallelujah. Give me three hallelujahs. Give me three thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now tell somebody you're about to be blessed this morning. Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. Ephesians, the sixth chapter. Let's start at verse 10. Ephesians 6 and verse 10. And it reads, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand," "that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand," you can't stop right there. Keep reading. "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." Come on, stand with me as we pray this morning. Father, thank you for this opportunity as the body of Christ, and as the body of Christ more specifically here at Right Direction. Thank you for all that you have done, all that you are doing for us, with us, through us, for us individually, but even more so corporately this morning. Thank you for the blessing of the Lord, the anointing of God being in this place and on this house and even on this word today. Thank you, Father, that the entrance of your word brings light. It brings about change, revelation. And as a result of what we hear today, we are strengthened with might in the inner man that we can stand in the name of Jesus. Devil, we serve notice on you that we will stand and withstand every attack, every dart, every spear, every weapon that you try to use against us. It will not prosper. We will be who God said we should be. We will have what God said we're going to have. We're going to do what God said we can do, because we have it and we have the ability to do it through the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. And all that agreed said, amen. Before you be seated, look at your neighbor and say, Pastor going to talk about stand in faith this morning. Have your seats. I want to talk about standing faith, or faith to stand. Standing faith. Faith to stand. Paul is wrapping up this epistle to the church at Ephesus. He's written to them in the first chapter, thanking God for them. He tells them how he has been praying for them, that the eyes of their understanding will be enlightened. He gave them some insight into God's plans and God's purposes for them before they were born. He let them know of how, through the justification of Jesus Christ, who they used to be, they are no longer. He gives them insight into spiritual warfare. And then he ends this book, here in the sixth chapter, telling finally, brother, after everything I've said, I want you to be able to stand. How many of y'all know the word of God is given to us so we can stand? And we use our faith for various situations and circumstances. There's saving faith. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth and believe in thy heart the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. We use our faith to get our needs met. Philippians 4:19, and my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We use the word of God for our healing. He was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. He took upon us himself the chastisement of our peace, and by his stripes we are healed. We use our faith to fight. In spiritual warfare. And today I want to talk about using our faith to stand. In order to have faith for any situation or circumstance, you got to know what the word says about those situations and circumstances. There is a word to stand upon in your situation. For every situation and circumstance you go through, there's a word you got to stand on. Hallelujah. When your marriage is under attack, you got to stand on the word. When it looks like the devil trying to take your, rob your family and your children, and you got to stand on the word. When it looks like your needs aren't met, you got to stand on the word. When you're not having peace in your mind and turmoil and not be able to sleep at night, you got to stand on the word. There's a word to stand on for every situation. And I've never seen such a time in the church where people are just unable to stand. Anything knock them down. Anything take them out. Anything offends you. I told Pastor Marcia yesterday, I said, somebody going to get offended with me because they misunderstood something that I said to them in a text, and they don't even realize they're blessed to even be able to text me. They're going to get offended and don't come to church anymore. Look somebody, say, you got to be able to stand something. So I want to talk about standing faith. Anything take us out. Anything knock us down. Somebody look at you wrong. I ain't coming back no more. And then some of us, so many of us, we're legends in our own mind. You thinking folks thinking about you, they don't even know you. They are so consumed with their own issues and their own life and their own marriage. Come on. If all of you who got some business of your own, raise your hand. Any of y'all got so much business, you don't have time being somebody else's business. Look at somebody else. Tell them, I got my own business. I got my own business. I got my own business. You always so concerned somebody in your business. I got my own business. You'd be surprised
the things that we hear about what people think somebody thinking. And can I tell you, part of growing up, you get to the place you don't care what people think. It just shows you need to grow up. You know, when you were a little kid in high school, you want the sneakers. You don't even like the sneakers, but that's what everybody wearing. And you don't want to be wearing Pro Kids. Y'all know nothing about them Pro Kids now. Whatever happened to Pro Kids? Those was the sneakers one time. They have gone extinct. You don't want to be wearing Pro Kids when everybody else wearing Nikes. And you're very, very concerned about that. You know, and you're just self-conscious. You think everybody's looking at you. Come on. But when you grow up, you get the point, you really don't care. When I shaved my head, and unlike some of the brothers, my hair didn't fall out. My hairline didn't recede. I just decided to cut my hair. Somebody stood online who never talked to me. It up in the church. Stood online, waited. Don't usually talk to me. Said, just want to tell you, Pastor, I don't like your head bald. I didn't ask you. I wasn't even thinking about you when I stood in the mirror and did it. And I don't care what you think. That's part of being grown. Come on. That's part. And you got to get to the place that you don't care what other people think as much as you care what God thinks. Am I pleasing God? Come on now. Am I not? And am I treating people right? Beyond that, listen, let the chips fall where they may. I just made up my mind. I cannot get caught up with everybody who get offended. No, I'm very serious about that. Now, I got to judge myself, make sure I didn't do this or that. Some people, if it ain't one thing, it's another. Y'all know any people like that? You know people always in strife with somebody. If it ain't one thing, it's another. And sooner or later, you got to grow up and be able to stand. Proverbs 24 and 10. The King James Version says, if thou faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. Same verse, New Living Translation. It says, if you fail under pressure, your strength is too small. Meaning, as a mature Christian, you got to be able to, Paul said to put it this way, endure hardness as a good soldier. Well, it's hard. Endure it. There are things that's going to be hard. There was a man by the name of Reverend James Cleveland who said, nobody told me that the road would be easy, but I don't believe he brought me this far to lead me. Who told you it was going to be easy? Look at somebody else, tell them they lied to you. Folks can't stand through the marriage because they thought marriage was going to be easy. I don't mean no harm, my good friend, I love him. My good friend Dr. Freeman got his marriage ministry called Marriage Made Easy. I need to go. We just trying to enrich ours. But we ain't found a way to make this thing easy. So I need to go. No, stuff is, when you got to stick to things and go through things, it's not easy, but you can do it if you stand on the word of God. If you fail under pressure, your strength is small. And then that same verse, Proverbs 24 and 10, from the Message Translation, I like to call it the In Your Face Version. I like to call it the Offensive Version. If you're going to be offended, you're going to be offended by the way Peterson says it. In Proverbs 24 and 10, it says, if you fall to pieces in a crisis, there wasn't much to you in the first place. If you fall to pieces in every crisis, there wasn't much to you in the first place. Just let them go on. Just let them go. It ain't much to them. Gideon gets ready to fight, and he has, 30,000 men to start with. God said, you got too many. So to downsize his army, and ultimately ends up getting down to 300. But before that, 20,000 they left because he just gave them the option. He said, y'all scared, go home. 20,000 immediately went. Now, see, I would have faked it. I would have been like, I ain't scared. But 20,000 of them immediately said, I'm out of here. They knew they couldn't stand. And sometimes there are some battles that you can't run from. I'm jumping ahead of myself here. So this message is about standing faith. You have to, the scripture says, and having done all, first thing he says, you have to stand when you've done all you can do. And having done all, stand. Everybody say, having done all. I was sharing with someone I was talking to this week. The greatest peace that I ever got that God was going to take care of me is when I realized there's a part that I'm supposed to do, and all I can do is what I can do, and the rest is left to God. When I took that pressure off myself, now there's one thing I found. Now I'm talking my own self, my own experience now. It's one thing to have the money and not pay the bill. It's another thing to not have money and not pay the bill. And so there was a time, quite honestly, in my younger days, everybody say younger and dumber. In my younger and dumber days, we first got, I couldn't buy myself these new clothes. I couldn't. And so I was just into music. Okay. Back at the time, we had albums and CDs. And CDs were just coming out. Okay. And I want to go get my albums. I want to go get my CDs. And every now and then I said, all I do is pay rent and pay the light bill. I'm entitled to have, and so I'm going to take $100 this weekend. I'm going to go buy myself, the latest Nita Baker CD. Oh, caught up in rapture. Because I thought they were talking about Jesus. That's why I bought it, because he talked about the rapture. And one day, it won't be long. You look for me and I'll be gone. Hallelujah. Me and Nita Baker, we're going to be caught up to meet him in the air. And so shall we ever be to the Lord. And so I would spend my money on my wants. Then I try to believe God for my needs. And I found out that ain't how this thing works. Because God had already given me what I needed, but I was spending it on my wants. And so now I'm in prayer trying to go into deep intercession and speed tongues to try to get my rent paid because I'm $100 short that I spent on CDs and albums. I know y'all have never done that kind of thing. And if you grow up mature, you won't. But sometimes when you're young and dumb, you do things like that. And then I got to the place, I'm going to manage my money. I'm going to live by budget. I'm going to live within my means. And if I still, watch it. I'm going to work to my maximum potential based upon my priorities, okay? Based upon my priorities, in my case, I realized I had committed to the Lord. I committed to church. No, I'm not getting a job to work on Sundays. No, I'm not going to get a job that's going to take me away on Wednesday night. Because I committed to the Lord. Now, because I made him my priority, he going to work the rest of this stuff out. And I had such peace that I'm in the will of God, and God going to come through for me. Are you hearing me? And so you got to know, I haven't done all to stand. I've done what I can do. The rest is left to God. Whether that's about my marriage or about my family or about my children, I have done all that I can do. Dr. Dollar used to say this. Sometimes people say, well, I've done all that I know to do. He said, maybe you don't know enough. So now you're applying yourself to wisdom. You're applying yourself to understanding. You're getting all you can do. And still there's nothing else you can do but wait on God and trust God that he's going to turn my situation around as I work the principles of the word. So that's what it means when it says, having done all to stand. I've done my part. I've judged myself. I'm stopped making dumb decisions. I'm just going to wait on God.
Luke 18 tells us, he says, Jesus starts off and he gives the principle. Then he gives the example of the story. Then he sums up the principle again. In the beginning of Luke 18, he says, here's the principle. Men ought always to pray and not faint. You ought to pray so you can stand. You ought to pray and not be knocked down and knocked out by every wind and every circumstance and every rumor and every gossip and every offense. Men ought always to pray so you can stand. And then he said, let me explain this to you. He said, there was a city, and in the city there was a judge. He was a judge that feared not God, neither regarded man. 45. I'm sorry, that's Luke 18, 2. I'm sorry. He didn't fear God and have no regard for man. This man was saying, listen, I don't care nothing about God and I don't care nothing about you. That's the attitude of this judge. He was not a humanist. He was not a compassionate person. He was not a God-fearing person. He didn't care what people thought about him. He didn't care how he treated people. I worked for someone like that one time. He said, and in that city where this judge was, there was a widow. She came unto him every day saying, avenge me of my adversary. I've been treated wrong. I need you to make this thing right. Make him pay. Make him put it back. And verse 4 says, and he would not for a while. Why? He wasn't being moved by her. He wasn't being moved by her need. He wasn't even being moved by the Spirit of the Lord convicting him. Because he feared neither God nor man. And so he would not. But afterward, he said within himself, even though I don't fear God, and even though I could give a flip about man, yet because this woman troubleth me, I will avenge her, grant her request, give her remedy. Here we go. Lest by her continual coming, she weary me. In other words, the only reason why I'm doing this woman is getting on my last nerve. I don't like her. I'm not doing it because I think anything about her. I am just tired of this woman coming every day with the same request. This woman is getting on my nerve. Can I tell you, this woman was persuaded I'm going to stand. It's not about you and what you think. I know that this thing needs to be turned around, and I'm willing to stand. If we would say today, I'm going to stand in my position of faith that you're going to do something about my situation. Verse 6, and the Lord, this is capital L, this is Jesus, and the Lord said, hear what the unjust just said. Hear what this man who does not love people said. Hear what this man who doesn't care what God thinks. Hear what this man says who has a hard heart towards God and a hard heart towards people. Listen to what he said. This type of man said. He said, if he said that, if he said, I will avenge her even though I don't like her. I'll help her even though not God that's moving on me to do it. He said, if this man would say, shall not God who loves us, shall not the God of love, shall not the Lord of Sabaoth, the God of the armies of Israel, shall not the Lord of heaven's armies, shall not El Shaddai, shall not Jehovah Jireh, shall not Jehovah Rapha, come on, shall not Jehovah Shammah, shall not the God who protects us and cares about us and loves us, shall he not avenge his own which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? Jesus saying, I know it's taking a long time, but God loves you too much to not help your situation. Ah, glory to God. He said, you got to be able to stand. Listen, this God loves you. He cares about you. And you got to be fully persuaded that God will do something. When you look at somebody and say, God going to do something. Every situation I ever face, I don't know how I'm going to get out, but I'm going to get out. I don't know how it's going to turn around, but it's going to turn around.
I don't know what door gonna open, but a door gonna open. If a door don't open, a window don't open, gonna open. If a window don't open, the roof gonna open. If the roof don't open, the floor gonna open. If the floor, the roof, nor the windows or the walls open, God some kind of way gonna just appear in the midst of the situation. And I don't even know where, which direction he came from, but God gonna do something about my situation, and I'm gonna stand in faith because he loves me too much to leave things like this. You got to be fully persuaded that God loves you like that. Look, somebody said, God don't love anybody else. He love himself. Some put your name in there. He love himself, some heard. He going to get me out. And then Jesus asked this. He said, even though he bad long, he's going to take a long time. If the man who didn't love people nor God help this woman. Verse 8, I tell you that God, the God of love, will avenge them speedily. He said, but here's the deal. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, when God get ready to manifest himself, shall he find faith on the earth? You know what he's asking? Will you still be in your position of faith? Or will you have given up and went down to the payday loan place? Oh, y'all don't like me now. Oh, will you stand in faith? See, things didn't turn around for me financially until I made those kind of decisions. Okay? I think it was W.R. Chambach used to say, you don't have a problem. All you need is faith in God. Hallelujah.
How do you stand when things around you seem to be spiraling out of control? We can stand firm on God's word, knowing that he'll work things out for our good. Bishop Herbert Bailey gives you the courage to stand in this powerful message. Order this powerful message today. You can also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. Ask for faith to stand. As we continue to socially distance, be sure to stay connected with us online. Stream our services on Facebook and YouTube, as well as rdci.info via the Watch Live tab. Sunday morning services are at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. on YouTube, Facebook, and our website. Wednesday Bible study airs at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, women's Bible study airs at 12 noon via Facebook Live. Consider connecting with us as a partner or an iChurch member. More information about our partnership and iChurch member services can be found on our website at rdci.info. For consistent updates and encouragement, connect with us on social media through Facebook at Right Direction Church International and on Twitter and Instagram at TheRDCI. Right Direction Ministries, transforming lives and impacting generations.